Derry had three spectacular visits by aircraft in the decade 1931-41, two of them benign and one murderous. On the 21st of May 1932, the aviatrix, as such unusual creatures were called then, Amelia Earhart, flew the Atlantic solo, but on finding petrol ticking down her neck and the gauge broken, decided to land Friendship, her Lockheed Vega, a monoplane, at the first likely-looking field she found. This presented itself at 1:30 at Springfield, Ballyarna, just outside the city to the northeast. Something less cosmopolitan than her intended landing in Gay Paris. 14 months later, in July 1933, an Air Armada en route to the Chicago Centennial Exposition landed in the foil. The Regia Aeronautica, as it was called by its Commodore General Count Italo Balbo, consisted of 24 flying boats, and the crews were entertained by the local Italian community. The third set of visitors were someone less welcome. On the night of the 15th, 16th of April in Easter week 1941, a single Luftwaffe plane dropped two landmines, perhaps intended to cripple the graving dock or to block the entrance to the naval base. The first killed 15 people and demolished some houses. The second slightly damaged the Catholic Church of St. Patrick's Pennyburn. One watcher saw the statue of St. Patrick set in the tower pushed the device away from the church, which was only slightly damaged.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon,